This week sees the fourth Contact NI International Suicide Prevention What Works Conference, and it takes place at the Titanic Centre in Belfast. The annual conference brings key suicide prevention research and practice to Belfast, encouraging innovation, networking, campaigning and of course hope. This year's keynote speaker is Kevin Hines, who 13 years ago survived a suicide attempt from the Golden Gate Bridge and is now an award-winning suicide prevention campaigner and mental health advocate. And I'm glad to say he joins me now. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Kevin, an amazing story. One of very few people to survive jumping from the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yes, one of 34 now. I was number 26. And I would say to you that it was certainly the worst action I'd ever taken in my life. But I would also say it was not a cognitive decision, as I have a very severe mental illness that led me to that bridge on that day.
And this is the thing, isn't it? We talk about people not being in their rational mind and impulsive decision. And it's trying to get through to people so that maybe something in their head just says, right, I'm not going to do this. So how do you get into people? What do you say at these conferences?
I let them know that no matter the mental pain they're going through, that this too shall pass, that with a lot of great work ethic in trying to fight your mental illness or mental afflictions or your brain issues, you can come out on top. You can be successful in life skill success, not necessarily monetarily, but you can live a life that's a good life, a positive life, a life filled with productivity while working through your mental issues. I know I have. I have all of the symptoms I ever had from bipolar disorder, type 1 with psychotic features, paranoia, delusions, hallucinations, auditory and visual, depression, psychosis, and manic behavior. All of those things still occur. The difference is I know how to cope with them, I know how to fight them, and I know how to beat them. And they get me down. Sometimes they break me to the ground, and I have to pick myself back up. Just so you're aware, it didn't just get better after the Golden Gate Bridge. I ended up in 7 psychiatric hospital stays for suicidal thought in the next 11 years, all the way up until 2011. But I worked very hard with my therapies, medication, exercise, eating habits, good sleep pattern. I worked very hard to develop all of those things so I could stay stable most days.
Yeah, you've obviously had a lot of help and a lot of intervention. And obviously, as you say, you've done a lot of the hard work yourself. But one of the difficulties here, I'm sure you're aware, is that people wait a long time to get an appointment. It can be a very short-term thing. They can maybe get 6 weeks of therapy and then they're kind of left to their own devices.
Well, and you have to remember, if the system is not working as well for you as it would for others, you have to remember there are things you can do on a daily basis to obtain better mental health. Exercising for 20 minutes a day increases your somatic wellness and increases your mood by 12 hours. So you have 12 hours of increased mood. So if you exercise for 20 minutes one day and for 1 hour, during 1 hour, and then you wait 3 hours and you exercise for 20 more minutes, that's 24 hours of better mood right there. And that's all by yourself. That's all natural. Sunflower seeds are natural low-grade antidepressants. And all of these things can help you stay stable. Meditation has been proven over and over and over again to help people with severe mental afflictions get well. For the majority of the time, it's all up to you. And if your family or your doctors aren't seemingly helping you as you wish they were, there's still a way to stabilize. There's still a way to get help.
And have you had success stories? Have you had people come up to you and say, well, look, it was down to what you said. I read what you said. I heard what you said. And I've taken action to improve my mental health.
I've had thousands of inquiries and letters and notes and calls from people who have seen me speak all over the country and the globe who have said, your words or your messages or your writings helped me stay alive. I'll give you a very specific example. I was at New Bern, North Carolina at Camp Lejeune Marine Base, very famous Marine base in America. And I spoke to 10,000 Marines in 2 days. And of those 10,000 Marines, we affected a lot of people. But one particular individual walked up to me. He was a Lance Corporal. He was 5 years in. He took his Lance Corporal chevron, his ranking pin, off his lapel. He placed it on mine. And he said, I was going to kill myself today. I am no longer going to do that. I'm going to walk to my CO, my commanding officer, and I'm going to beg for help. Whether that means me being out of the military or not, I need to get help, and I don't want to die. And when that happened, it brought a tear to my eye because that's why we do the work we do. That's why Contact Northern Ireland does their suicide prevention work, and they do it so well. And that's why this conference is going on here in Belfast, so that we can educate people, make people aware, and get people to safety. And that when they're in crisis, when they're suffering deeply and having thoughts of suicide, they can. It's a call on their mobile phones. And I'll just leave you with the number. It's 0808-808-8000. And that is the lifeline here in Ireland, and you can call that anytime, 24 hours a day, if you're suffering from a mental crisis. And I implore you to do so because you deserve those people who are suffering to be alive, to stay alive, and to get well.
Kevin, thanks very much indeed. Keep spreading the word. Thank you.